from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Obviously, a lot of talk in the last 48 hours or so about the new Dak Prescott contract. My question for y'all, 4 years, $240 million. My question for y'all, what needs to be accomplished
for this.
The Dak deal to be a success? And my bonus question is going to be, is it no more, no less, as simple as this? Win a Super Bowl, I accept.
Yes.
Don't win a Super Bowl, it's a failure.
That's where I am.
Okay.
And I probably am not saying that, you know, obviously this is hypothetical. Not saying that last year. And I'm not saying that with the last contract, I mean. Because the last contract was, he was still young and learning and going through some things. I know we had him as a rookie and everything, but now he's paid and all that. And I was like, all right, go win football games. And hey, we want you to win a Super Bowl. As a fan, we really want this. We want you to show the success, the work that you put in. If you are really that leader that everybody on the team says that you are, then yeah, that's why a lot of it's going to fall back upon you whenever you fail to get there, whenever you fail to get even close to it. So that's why that comes back at you. And you can say it's unfair. I think Dak understands the role of the quarterback in Dallas. Arlington, Fort Worth, all the areas around here. I think he understands that. But this now is, all right, they have paid you. And Jerry talked about it with Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton and Carter this morning. I've added Carter to the mix. You know, that is one of those things that you're looking at saying, that's what you want. And they paid you because of your leadership, because they believe you're the type of quarterback that can do it. And you believe you can do it within this window as well. So, no, Kevin, NFC Championship is no longer the status for that, because if the contract ends and that's as far as you've got, then that wasn't what you expected in this window, and he could potentially be done as a quarterback in the NFL at that point.
All right, let me ask you a question then, because I hear what you're saying. I just want to throw out this scenario, and then we'll dive back in. When the deal's up in 5 years, because you still have this year as part of the last contract, Dak Prescott and the Cowboys have advanced to two NFC championship games. They won one of them, and then they got blown out in the
Super
Bowl.
Okay, so you're in a Super Bowl?
And then you got blown out.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
No, and I know, like, what you asked earlier about, is it just win a Super Bowl? You have to. I do believe that. But, man, if you're in that window for 2 years, like we're looking at with the Niners.
Yeah.
It looks, you're like, you know what, man? A lot of people are going, I didn't think you could do it, and you actually got the team there. There's still going to be the detractors that are like, he never won the Super Bowl. But absolutely, you're in that window for 2 years, NFC Championship window, and you're in a Super Bowl. I mean, look at the Joe Burrows. Look at these other guys that have made it there. Now, you're still not getting the status of Troy Aikman. You're still not getting the status of Patrick Mahomes. Now, that's different.
Yeah.
You're not even getting the status of one-time Super Bowl winners. You're getting the Matt Ryan status. And I'm not saying that that's what it's all about for you, but whenever you look at the Falcons, you're like, their history doesn't lend a lot to that window, doesn't lend a lot to being, hey, that was a successful franchise. They blew it is what they're more remembered for. So that's where winning the Super Bowl changes that completely.
So this is what you get from the 214, but it's not unfair. If you demand 25% of the salary cap, you better be able to will a team to the Super Bowl like Mahomes. Here's the issue with that. I understand that person's point. Absolutely. Not discounting that point. I just wonder if other teams or the league doesn't seem like they have decided that's the case. Because if you look at Jalen Hurts, Trevor Lawrence, Jordan Love, I don't think you can look at any of those players and say they can will their team to a Super Bowl. Now, maybe they will, and maybe you can argue they're younger than Dak and they'll eventually step up to that task. But I don't think any of those people got signed thinking we can definitely have our team willed to the Super Bowl by these people. You just paid them because that's the going rate. The Cowboys just paid Dak because that's the going rate and they fear rebuilding.
Well, oh, I like what you said there. And it's not just the going rate and they fear, but you asked Steven, I believe, yesterday.
Yes.
And he said
that is a part of it.
The line of, and Jerry said it too, to win right now.
Yeah.
And if you're trying to start over with, I mean, you saw what Caleb Williams struggled with on Sunday. If you're trying to start over there, you're going to have some of those bumps and bruises and learning curves along the way. Right now, you feel like you know what you have in Dak. It's just a matter of navigating a full season with a winning record and then going through all the turmoil of what the playoffs have to offer. You have to be better in the playoffs, though. And that's where, Kevin, that's where I've been frustrated. I know Dak can be a really good regular season quarterback. I've just been frustrated by playoff after playoff, the failure by the entire team. And that's where I know a lot of people are like, I don't think Jerry cares. I really do think that like he's kind of throwing his hands up a lot of times. In the last year, they had as good of a team. They put out the effort to get it.
Sure.
They had a pretty stacked team along there. I think it was the all-in line after the game that really frustrated everybody because you thought you were going in a different direction. You thought you were going to be like, hey, we're going to do the same thing. But here they are going, hey, look, Overshown. We were just an Overshown away. We were just a Tim Hardaway Jr. away from this. But, I mean, the reality is Overshown and some of these other players that were injured and didn't get on the field last year are going to be helpful to this team this year.
Now, what would you say to this, Corey, from the 214? Because I understand this perspective. Just get to one NFC championship game and it's a success. I'm 31. I've never even sniffed it in my remembered lifetime. Remembered lifetime is the important key right there. Because they say but about 5, give or take, is when you start to remember. So they did win a Super Bowl when you were alive. Just clearly you're not going to remember it. What do you think about the idea? Because you just said we're past, like, hey, let's get to an NFC championship game. There's a lot of people listening right now who are probably like, no, I'm not past it because I haven't ever experienced it.
Yeah. I
know you're past it.
I've experienced
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that was fun, but I wasn't an adult either. And
true.
My passion for the Cowboys changed right around the time, I guess, graduating high school, being on my own and having my own money to spend on things and stuff like that, and where my attention went a lot of times. So, yeah, man, I'm right there with the person that's like the experience has not been. There have been times where it's been not fun. There have been times when it's been a blast. I mean, the Dez Caught It season was a blast.
Yeah.
That Romo-led group was something different than we'd ever seen with Tony Romo. Unfortunately, Dean Blandino, some people like to make friends with, ended up screwing the Cowboys over. Like, that's the way that went. There have been other things that have happened where you just been like, what happened here? But yeah, man, I think that the expectation, if you're building towards something, as you're building your team each year, look at Chris Young. He was like, I'm building it. I want to build a champion.
Yeah.
I don't want to just build, you know, a team that's going to go out there and compete for third place in the Western, in the AL West. I want to build a champion of Major League Baseball. That's the, I mean, that is, if that's the real ultimate goal there, then then that's the expectation, I think, whenever you sign your players, is that they can help me get to that spot.
From the 214, Super Bowl or bust? Say, Kevin, I can say a lot of things that I don't mean. I don't do it on this show because I'm not on ESPN. What I say on this show is what I mean, and I just don't view it that way. Maybe the Cowboys think that. I don't think personally that they think that. Their goal to me is relevancy or bust, you know, and that's why they signed Dak. He's the closest they can get to staying in competition, because if you tore it all down, you might get back there. You might get better back there, but it's going to take a little bit.
Hey, Alec, we love it. We love Kevin, right?
Oh, no. Did I say something dumb?
Do you love when Kevin gets competitive and angry?
Oh, yeah. That's the best variety of Kevin.
Should I read this then?
Yeah, you should.
David Moore from the Dallas Morning News, who always gets asked the first question in media scrums.
Okay.
This is his tweet. Everybody listening right now, I hope that you were listening yesterday, and I hope that you are watching the fan cam as Kevin is about to turn red.
I have
and
no
maybe
idea what
something.
He's about to say.
David Moore's tweet. Today at 11:02, you may have heard that Dak Prescott is the highest paid player in NFL history. Here's something you haven't heard. The no trade and no franchise tag provisions included in his current contract are part of the extension as well. A person with knowledge of the wording of the wording said.
The person with knowledge of that is Stephen Jones and me and Corey and Alec and Chris and Carter and everybody at 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for breaking that news that we broke 24 hours ago when I point blank asked Stephen Jones, is there a no franchise tag and no trade tag in the contract? Yes. Yes, there is.
Person of knowledge.
You know what? I get it, though. I get it. Okay. You could probably hear David Moore dropping that news on the ticket. Where guess what? They hear news that's a day or two behind that they got from our station anyway all the time. So I don't know why this should be any different. Get the F out of here.
Good job yesterday, Kevin. I was really proud of that question for one. Can I ask you this too, as we're, you know, ahead of the game on this? Somebody did ask, how would you get a franchise tag when you're under contract? What would that, when Steven answered that yesterday, after you asked the question yesterday with our weekly hit with Steven, what's the thought on that one?
So essentially there's a window once your contract elapses that there's exclusive franchise tag ability by the team who you were under contract with. So this is just saying, like, let's say we advance 5 years down the road and he's out of contract, then you cannot put the franchise tag on him even in the exclusive window.
From the 817, is this Kevin rant how the post-show phone call typically goes?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Alec, would you like to answer that?
It's pretty eerily close.
Yeah, pretty close. Yeah, pretty close. There's lots of hitting the table to make his point.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not, if he's driving and talking to you, it's the steering wheel. So that is... as the way that goes. So
that's fine. That's fine. Thank you to everybody who is listening and paying attention.
Appreciate it.
We're trying to bring you the most possible updated.
I believe on 1053thefan.com that was in the headline too.
Yes.
So
it was on the website yesterday.
Gotcha.
It really was. All right. There you go. Appreciate the feedback very much. The overwhelming majority of people seem to think that it is going to be a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be required for this season, for this contract, excuse me, to be a success. I hear you. I get that. I'm just looking at the Cowboys team and the money that they have doled out and how they couldn't take advantage of Dak when he was on his rookie deal, how they haven't taken advantage of CeeDee and Micah when they're on their rookie deals. I hope it happens. I desperately hope it happens. I am concerned because of the way we do contracts, it's not going to happen.
Because,
not Dak's contract.
Because of the way the contracts are structured, don't allow you to get other pieces that might be super helpful to that in free agency.
Look at this year, for example. Once the deal got done, you could have dropped Dak's cap number this year, like $11 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't know who the player or players are, but if you go back to free agency and you would have negotiated this deal then, you have the potential to spend that money on this extra, whether you think it's another wide receiver, whether you think it's like more help on the offensive line.
If you had more money to throw at Chris Jones than the Chiefs, Or is he going, you know what, man, that's the most money that anybody can offer because you have some more pie left over.
That would absolutely be great.
We love pie.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the Tuesday tailgate. There we go. You want game-winning field goals and misses? We've got them. Next, right here on The Fan.
Third and goal, Texas at the Michigan 5-yard line. Quinn with a snap, rolls left, looking, fires for the end zone. It's caught! Matthew Golden, touchdown, Texas! Right by the pylon, just across the goal line. Ewers rolling to the left, hits Golden with the touchdown strike with 10 seconds remaining in the half.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through The Fan. We got the Tuesday tailgate coming up in just a second, but first, I realize we should all move on with our lives, especially
man.
Me.
Oh, no.
But I'm just going to throw one more thing out there since David Moore just broke the news about Stephen Jones. Where does David Moore work?
The Dallas Morning News.
Dallas Morning News, right? I take you to the Dallas Morning News website at 12:01 a.m., a.k.a. like midnight yesterday. No trade clause, ? Stephen Jones breaks down some details in Dak Prescott's new contract with 105.3 The Fan, KRLD-FM. Question, quote, is this new deal similar to Prescott's last, where it includes a no trade clause and a no franchise tag clause? Stephen Jones, yes.
Gotcha.
And then he goes on and tells the rest of the story. That was on the Dallas Morning News website.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, Kevin,
just a heads up. You didn't even break it first for your website.
Dude, hold on. think about this for a second. As I look a little closer at this,
and then we'll move on.
Alec, maybe I'm wrong to think of it this way. At the end of it, he says, "A person with knowledge of the wording said." Maybe he's referring to us in our interview with Stephen Jones. He never said
Dak
told him this or anything like that. He said a person with the knowledge. So maybe he's referencing Stephen Jones on our show.
Okay, you guys are sources now.
Thank you, Carter. If we get tagged in the tweet, I will retweet it, David, if you're listening right now.
And if you want to listen to that interview, it's up on the 105 Through the Fan YouTube page and on 105throughthefan.com.
Boom. That is the voice of Carter Freeman, who honestly knows more about college football, I'm not kidding about this, than any human being I've ever met in the history of my life.
There's not a lot else going on up here. It's mostly just college football.
Okay, well, that's fine. You're an expert on something. The Tuesday tailgate we bring to you now. We had the opportunity to talk some about Texas just dominating Michigan, but I want to go back to that for just 1 second. They moved up to number 2 in the college football polls. The SEC makes history by having 6 of the top 7 teams. It feels really hard not to look at this Texas team and think this is, I'm not going to say a lock because I know their coach even was like, you're not guaranteed anything. But this feels like pretty close to a lock for a playoff team.
Yeah, I mean, watching the beginning of that game, I only got to see the first half, and that was all I needed to see. Just from the opening drive when Texas had the ball, you could clearly see they were the better team, and Michigan, I'm just going to say, was awful. And I don't know if they're going to make a bowl game this year, but regardless of how good or bad Michigan is, that's a team that had won 23 straight games at home, I believe, and Texas didn't just beat them, they beat them into the ground. I mean, the only reason they didn't score a touchdown on their opening drive was because of a penalty. Like, they had the touchdown play there, and then they scored pretty much every other time they had the ball, you know, until the game was way out of hand.
The comfort that Quinn Ewers seems to have in the pocket is, and just some of the throws he's making are special. No look throws and stuff like that, but it's a combination of him and Sarkisian's play calling. And right now, I would fear Sark if I'm anybody else in college football, because it looks like he has a really good formula for the way he's calling plays.
This is their third year together. You know, they've had all this time to work together, multiple off seasons, multiple years playing on the field to just hone this craft. And we can shut up about Arch Manning now. Like, this is 100%. And we should have shut up about Arch Manning a long time ago, but he's a name, so people want to talk about him. But this is wholly Quinn Ewers' team. And they're going to go as far as he will take them. And just judging by the first 2 weeks, it looks like they're going to go pretty far.
But they are also, Kevin, just before we finish up with them, it's not just an offense in Quinn Ewers. They're a whole team right now. They were physically dominant defense on
both
Saturday,
sides of the line, I would argue.
Yeah, and Sark's, you know, taking 3 or 4 years to build this up. And you mentioned the offensive line. That's something Texas was so bad at for that decade of just them in the wilderness, just going, not even making bowl games. Like, their trench play was horrendous, and that's something they made it a point to improve. And you see they have Kelvin Banks, who's going to be a first-round pick, and the rest of their line is really, really good. So that's what the foundation of a really, really good team.
Now, guys, I know this team is not as much on this team just quite yet, but if we can go to cut number 10, in the other ranked matchup of the weekend, Tennessee put a beating on NC State.
Now this time, Heupel gets the better of it, and Sampson goes into the checkerboard from 9 yards out. Touchdown, Tennessee!
How are we feeling, gents, about the contendership of Tennessee as going from they're a good team to I could also see them making their way, maybe not a bye, but maybe making their way into the playoff?
Well, we have a wall of takes behind you, Kevin, in our studio. And I put up there before the season my predictions for who was going to win each conference. And NC State was my prediction for the ACC. And they looked nothing like a contender in that game because Tennessee looked so good. And there's a pivot point early in that game where it's 10-3 Tennessee, and NC State's driving down the field, and Grayson McCall, the NC State quarterback, has it's just kind of a little bit of a busted play, and he has an open receiver, but he misthrows the pass. It gets picked off, taken back for a touchdown. After that, it's all Tennessee. And I mean, I think NC State will still be good. I think they'll still be a contender in the ACC. So that's a good win for Tennessee, obviously, but gosh, 50 points, and it was a neutral site game too.
Yeah,
so
unbelievable.
Just super, super impressive. And their quarterback, what Nico, I am a Laava, I still don't know how to say his name. He didn't even have to be amazing in that game, and he was still good. So, yeah, no, I super, super impressive for Tennessee. They deserve to be, yeah, a top 10 team.
Let's go to the most noteworthy outcome of the weekend, with all due respect to those other games. Let's go ahead and fire off cut number 13, because the team that squashed A&M then played Northern Illinois. Here's Notre Dame lining up for the field goal and potentially the win.
5 seconds left. NIU up 16-14. 62-yarder. Snap, hold, Jeter's kick. It's blocked! It's blocked! It's blocked! Picked up by NIU! Picked up by NIU! The Huskies have done it! The Huskies with the biggest upset in NIU history! They come to South Bend, Indiana, and they knock off the number 5 team in the country! NIU 16, Notre Dame 14. The football gods were shining down on NIU!
I love that call. There is one other thing that I love even more than that, though. Let's go to Thomas Hammack.
Okay.
It is the head coach of Northern Illinois.
Not he's usually between two trees, and you get to lay on him.
I figured if we were going in his...
He was between two end zones
this
time.
Mm-hmm. This is their coach after the game. Now, props to the questions that get asked as well. This is like a 40-second clip, but I think it's worth your time.
I told them all week, we don't need luck. We just got to be our best. And they was their best today, and we was able to get it done.
Where's this emotion coming from for you?
You know, all these guys that have been with our program, been through the ups and downs, and to continue to fight,
yeah.
You know, it's like they my kids. I'm happy for the adversity, the push through. You know, no matter the situation, I just couldn't be more proud. I'm sorry.
No need to be sorry.
Damn right. No need to be sorry.
Dude, he loves those kids.
And I realize, like, when it's your team, if you're a Notre Dame fan, like, that feels crushing. But when you see the other side of it,
it's special.
It really is.
He was a running back at Northern Illinois in the early 2000s. When I was looking for that clip to put in the college football article I have up on the Fan's website right now, there were highlights of him running for almost 200 yards against Wake Forest in, like, the early 2000s.
Awesome.
So it was really cool to go see that. But, yeah, he played there. He coached there. He went off to some other power programs, came back when they needed a head coach in 2019. If you look at the progression, and he mentions the players that he's so super happy for, super proud of, in the pandemic season, they didn't win a game. They played like 6 games, didn't win a game. But all of those players, or a lot of those players, are still at Northern Illinois today. So those guys have been with Thomas Hammack for this long, and you see, you know, the development they've had. They went 7-6 last year, but, you know, now they've played together so long, like they have the biggest upset in not just Northern Illinois history, in MAC history.
Yeah.
No MAC team had ever beaten a top 5 opponent, let alone on the road. And here you go. Now they have.
Not even MAC Engel.
Not even Mac Engel.
He could defeat anybody, especially the comments section. I love Mac. When he posts something like his article, or if he posts it on Facebook or whatever, just jump into the comments section.
His sarcasm.
Oh my gosh.
We're a sarcastic show.
Sure.
His sarcasm is undefeated.
I could see that.
And I think he's a professor too.
All right, boys. What are we to make of your Oklahoma team thus far, and are they ready to go into the SEC?
Carter, I was texting you Saturday night, and I was unable to watch the second half of the game.
So we got both, because I wasn't able to watch the first half. So you need to watch the entire game next time, because when you were watching the game,
we were
they
okay.
scored. When I started watching the game, we didn't score. The OU scored 2 points due to a safety.
And I'll be honest, the first half seemed like a struggle, not only to score, but just to kind of get anything going. Jackson Arnold, I think, their offensive line got beat up in that game, just from what I was seeing. He still has some growth that he has to overcome, and just kind of staying patient in the pocket. But they, you know, Houston, some people were saying Houston might be better than you think.
27.5-point favorite still.
But that one is the one where you're like, no, man, that just wasn't a complete game or team right there.
Not even close. And you mentioned the offensive line, and I believe the first quarter of the game last week, OU played against Temple, their starting center got hurt. So they immediately had to flip the entire offensive line, move everyone around. So everything that they expected in week one gets, you know, flipped around. They have a pretty awful game against Temple, who's not a great team. Coming to this game against Houston, they flip it around some more, trying to find something that works. It still doesn't work. And not just the offensive line. OU's top three receivers did not play in this game.
Okay.
Nick Anderson was out. Jahlil Farouk broke his foot, and he'll be out for like 2 months. And I believe there was someone else who didn't play, but you're working with lesser talent, but that shouldn't matter against Houston. Houston lost by 20 at home to UNLV in week one. They didn't score until the very end of that game. And Houston looked comfortable on defense for most of that game. OU's defense, excellent. That's the only reason they won that game. And in a weekend where you saw Notre Dame lose, like, you got to value that win because you did win at the end of the day. But they have so much to clean up. And they host Tulane this upcoming week, who Tulane just gave Kansas State all they could handle in New Orleans. They almost won that game. It was a couple turnovers at the end that gave Kansas State that win. So Tulane has a pretty great little quarterback that they're running out there. So they,
The other thing too, in the history of me watching OU, it's always felt like in these types of games, a special teams play could really open the can up for them. And that's just an element I felt like has been missing lately for them.
Well, and it seems like every punt or, you know, every punt, like catching any punt is an adventure when it doesn't need to be. It should be something very simple. And OU had a lot of those plays last year. Peyton Bowen, number 22 for OU, he's a safety. He'll play on a lot of special teams. He blocks several punts last year. Like, he's a playmaker. And they're running out other guys back there to run the punts back. So with Venables in Norman, I've always had questions about his loyalty to certain guys in certain situations, and he's too stubborn and he sticks with those guys. And I think there's other players that would fit that role better, but they won. So that's that's all I can say. They're 2-0. So I'm going to take it.
Reflecting back on the teams that were not as lucky, I realized there was a lot of people who thought Michigan was ready to take a big fall just because of how many players they lost. Each team only has one loss, but can I go ahead and cross Michigan out of the playoff pool?
I think so.
Okay, what about Notre Dame?
If Notre Dame wins out, I think that's the only way they would make the playoff. And even then, I don't think they would be a top eight team. They wouldn't host a game because a 10-2 Notre Dame team, let's say that Notre Dame, they've already lost to Northern Illinois. Let's say they lose to USC, who's another contender. They play them later in the year. A 10-2 Notre Dame that has a loss to a MAC team at home, and USC, another contender, is probably not going to have as good of a resume as, say, like a 10-2 Ole Miss team that lost to Georgia and to, you know, someone else. Another SEC team, right? I don't think that when you stack resumes at the end of the year, 10-2 Notre Dame is not going to get in. They have to win out now.
Now, not only did Kentucky get smoked by South Carolina, it sounds like they lost game day in the process.
Kentucky did?
Yeah.
Because I know it's going to South Carolina this week.
So, yeah, that's the buzz.
Oh, no.
Paul Feinbaum was like, it was going to be in Lexington this week.
Who are they playing?
Because
I'll look it up. But, no, I did not know that. I saw it's going.
Georgia? I want to say Georgia.
Oh, okay. That'd be an early season, you know, big time SEC game for Kentucky, you know, hosting them.
And so now that's not going to be the case. So for the students, maybe losing game day more hurts. I don't know. But this
feels Georgia.
This feels like a really bad loss.
It is. And yeah, because South Carolina almost lost at home to Old Dominion in week one. And then they go and just they crush Kentucky. But Kentucky had a weird week one where there was a lot of rain delays and they looked good early, but then they ended up calling the game in the middle of the third quarter and they beat, I can't remember who they beat, but I don't really know if that was a good season starter for them.
Right.
Because then they come out against, you know, a much more talented team in South Carolina, who I don't think a lot of people think a lot of South Carolina in the SEC, but it's still an SEC team. You're going to have 4- and 5-star talent across the roster. And they just did not look prepared.
Now, we promised more game-winning field goals and missed field goals. You want another game-winning field goal?
Sure.
Let's go to cut number 11. Iowa at one point had a 13-0 lead on Iowa State, but Iowa State got the opportunity to kick for the win.
With 9 seconds to go from the right hash, Snaps good, holds good, kick on the way by Conrady, end over end, and it is good! Kyle Conrady hit a 54-yard field goal, and Iowa State leads it 20-19! Oh my goodness!
Iowa State gets the victory. I'm not shocked by that. I am shocked that Iowa had a 13-point lead and couldn't hold on to it. Usually,
Iowa.
Well, because usually it feels like their defense will stand okay.
That's fair.
And they can never make a comeback offensively. So I have to admit, I was a little surprised that the game started like that and then finished like this.
Yeah, at Kinnick, at Iowa's home stadium, too. This is a road win for Iowa State, which makes it even more impressive. And Iowa State's a team that a lot of people like in the Big 12. They think they could be something. And, you know, if they end up going, you know, getting close to like a conference championship game later down the line, if there's, you know, those lower spots in the playoff, like this is a good win for Iowa State to have on the road against a rival. And, you know, you looked poor for a lot of it, but you found the mettle to come back and win.
Now let's put Corey to the test here. What is the name of the trophy you get for winning the Iowa-Iowa State game?
Iowa-Iowa State. I'm going to go with the Corn Bowl.
I actually thought he had a shot at lucking into this. It is the Cyhawk trophy.
Of course it is.
So I could kind of see how you'd be like, Cyclones?
Yeah.
Hawks?
I was going to say the Tornado Award, but that, I was like, I don't know.
You would have had half of it. But yeah. Do you know the loving name of this rivalry? Because the play is always like a 13-10 game. El Asico.
What's that mean?
Like El Clasico, that's Real Madrid and Barcelona. This is El Asico.
Because it's doo-doo. Gotcha. Yes.
I should have given that one to Mike at Peacethon last year. He would not
absolutely.
Have gotten that.
Now, I know Oregon's been stumbling. My question
is
whether you want to focus on Oregon or anybody else, is there any other story from this weekend, individual or team-wise, that you think stands out most?
Well, Oregon, yes. They were my preseason championship pick. They did beat Boise State, but it took a field goal at the very end of the game to win. Ashton Genty, Boise State's running back, is a monster. That is 100%, if you're into NFL draft.
We talked about that player a couple weeks ago.
Yes, and I think he's averaging over 10 yards a carry through two games. He had 6 touchdowns in his first game last week, and then this week he has a 70-yard touchdown rush. He's just a man playing among boys, and I still think Oregon's really good. I do think they will eventually figure things out, but Ashton Genty with Boise State is just must-see TV to me. And there's not a lot of running backs this year in college football that you can really say that about.
With the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, no commercials, more content. It's time for AM on the FM.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
There's a first time for everything, Carter Freeman. Welcome on in.
I'm still here.
Time for AM on the FM. Yes, you are. By invite.
You said that in a very Carter way, too.
You did. It's time for AM on the FM. You know what it is. We start with the question of the day here in just a moment. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to get involved. Twitch and YouTube as well. Want to hear from you for the question of the day. And I got a couple pieces of sound I want to run for you.
Before that question of the day, I apologize, Alec. This is on me. I want to remind everybody while we're talking about big time games, Alabama at Wisconsin, 11 a.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Your face.
Back. I support it. I just told you that.
Still.
Back to you, Al.
Your home of major college football is right here with The Fan. Great content on the weekends, too. If you didn't listen this past Saturday, you missed me calling the shot on Dak Prescott signing before kickoff. So wanted to give myself my own flowers there.
Insider Alec Medford.
Yeah, it happens sometimes, but I'm excited to get out there for the season. But the question of the day today, gentlemen, a little bit based on the tragic passing of one James Earl Jones. What's a fictional character that you always wished was real? 877-881-1053, because Darth Vader is very high up there for
me. It's interesting that you would pick the bad guy.
Dude, just walk around and squeeze everybody's throats to death without touching them.
Sure. I'd say a close second is probably Thanos.
What?
Yeah. I want to see if they could actually carry out these things in real life.
Alec is a villain. That's what we're finding out. This is part of his villain arc.
Sure.
I know the argument's going to be made that I didn't really learn my lesson from watching this movie, But I would argue the Headless Horseman from Tim Burton's Sleepy Hollow.
Okay.
Because that thing could go out and take vengeance on your enemies with ruthless aggression. And I appreciated that. Now, eventually, he's probably going to turn on you. But isn't that a small price to pay for getting all the vengeance that you wanted?
No, dude, come on. Vengeance is bad.
Then Jessica Rabbit.
Of course. Jessica Rabbit's number one for everybody.
Yeah. The first non-villain or violent character that we've picked.
True.
Yeah, for real. This is,
I'm trying to think of a villain. Like, that seems to be the theme here.
I was going to roll out Big Hero 6, Baymax.
Okay.
Like the ability to heal you and all these other things, and just kind of can scan you and be like, all right, we fixed everything for you. Like, that would be awesome. And I have a friend like that that would follow you into another dimension and still help you get out. That'd be awesome.
That is nice.
Or just the little, what was the micro things that they had?
Oh, yeah, the nanobots.
The nanobots. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those that'd be dope,
real,
too.
Right?
Those, oh, they have, what?
Don't they?
We have real-life nanobots?
Sure.
I don't think they do all the things that
that thing was
to do in all these movies and stuff, but I think those exist.
Miniaturized machines that can perform complicated tasks in the human body consisting of molecular scale electronic sensors and motors known as nanorobots.
From the
nano robot. Okay, sorry, not nano. Okay.
I gotta go. He's from Arkansas or somewhere.
Yeah.
Nanorobots.
Or your daycare from the 817. Oh man, if I heard this question right, I'm gonna go with Ted, the teddy bear.
Yes.
If you haven't watched that prequel series, it is shockingly good.
There's a prequel series?
Yeah, it's on Peacock.
It scared me.
It's really, really good.
Yeah, you have to have Peacock to watch like 2 football games a year.
Yeah.
True.
Luckily, I have it because I'm a wrestling dork. So
very true.
I get football. Ha ha.
When I got the login from my aunt for Peacock because the Oregon Boise State game was only on Peacock and I had to stay up till 1 in the morning to watch that one end. I'm going to go
You're not from Oregon or...
No.
Boise, though, right?
I'm not.
I just want to clarify
he's
that.
He's just insane.
For yeah. anyone.
He's just a sicko.
Anyone who is curious about that.
I just want to see. I think Oregon's going to be good, and I know Ashton Gentry is good, and I'm like, I want to see if I'm right. And I was right on one of
the
those because Oregon was not good in that game.
I can't wait to be up late and watch this Oregon Boise State game. That is a psychopath.
Well,
thing.
I had That's the you. UTEP.
I get it.
Southern Utah game. You're talking about game winning field goals. We had 3 FCS over FBS upsets this
he
weekend.
Makes fun
and we didn't
of
talk
me.
About any of them.
He makes fun of me too when I'm like during college basketball season, yo, are you watching the Syracuse Providence game? And he's like, no, because I'm not a loser.
those are like, you know, Big East teams. We're not talking like, you know, MEAC or like, you know, some, do you know what that stands for?
MEAC.
Mid-Eastern Atlantic Conference. Athletic Conference.
Sure.
Middle Eastern?
We'll go with
the middle of the East.
I'm gonna let Corey figure that one out.
From the 817, Carter, this one's gonna be tough to beat. That sexy blue chick from X-Men. I mean,
yeah.
I can have relations.
Which version?
But see, here
the
I don't.
Rebecca Romijn.
I don't think it matters
Jennifer
because
Lawrence.
Here's their bigger point. Oh. I could have relations with a different woman, but the same woman. Forever.
How do you think that makes her feel though?
Yeah.
When you're like, hey, will you please be
this
Sydney
tonight?
Sweet tonight?
Yeah.
Oh. Man.
She just popped up on my. Somebody said that she was part of the Happy Gilmore 2 cast and that Paige Spearnak was in it too. And I was like, all right, there it is.
Oh, I'm in.
That's the Happy Corey.
That's why Sydney Sweeney was on the mind. Because
oh, Tiger Woods is in there too.
It's not, I don't know if that's real or not.
What is happening?
And Will Zalatoris.
Do you think if you're changing who you are, like your appearance so often, do you lose sense of self? You know, if you're always somebody else, like
I could see that.
I feel like that would freak me out. Like I'm very much me. I don't want to be somebody else. Like
what in
every
the psychology
day.
Degree is happening right now?
Well, I was gonna say my character would be like Pikachu. I want like Pokemon to be real because I've been playing Pokemon since I was a kid. There's
cool.
So many cool Pokemon, but
it would be dope,
you know,
to have just Pokemon walking around with anywhere you want.
Yeah, just hanging out,
protect you.
Would you understand what they were saying? Because they just give a different inflection of their name every time.
Well, I don't need to know what they're saying. That's adorable and it shoots lightning at people. That's all I need. Like, I don't want, like, Onyx to be real. Onyx is a big rock snake. It'd crush me. I just need, like Bulbasaur, you know, Squirtle, one of the cuddlier ones.
Would you want a Squirtle?
I would probably want a Bulbasaur. Bulbasaur was always my favorite. But I would take a
Squirtle,
too.
From the 469, Captain Planet being real would be cool. You know, Captain Planet, he's our hero trying to take pollution down to zero.
King Kong from the 214 and from the 903, the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yes, I want to eat pizza with them so bad, man.
That pizza always looked so delicious.
It was so amazing.
The cheese stretch on it was
with
just
the cheese
amazing.
Pool on it. Yes. Yeah, that is top tier.
They would let you come over if you're like, I'll always buy the pizza. They'd be like, come on, Alec.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd be in on that. Like, that would be really fun.
Doc from Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
That was actually my first guess. I was like, Doc Brown, Doc Ock. There's a lot of doctors out there.
Yeah, I want him because he's going to figure out a way for us to travel back and forth. And if I get lost in the past, he'll always get me.
This is true.
Back to the Future.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess he will. And then he'll stay in the Old West.
Because times are good for him. The times are simpler. And he was like, I could be really good at this stuff.
Those railroad tracks are in Oxnard, California from the third movie.
Yes.
We went and saw them when we were out in Oxnard for Cowboys training camp.
We did. Yes, we did.
I'm going to ruin all the wholesomeness and say my final answer is Mrs. Incredible.
Somebody just texted that in from the 6-8.
All right.
I like you, 6-8-2.
I call your bluff. I like you. Why?
Dude, just think.
No. Why?
I just like people who can stretch.
Why not Mr. Incredible?
Because he could beat me up. I don't like that.
Do you think about this for a second?
You don't think Mrs. Incredible could beat you up?
She definitely could.
100% could.
I got you here, Alec.
I had a joke there.
How many times have you been sitting there and the dog scratches at the back door and you're like, I got to get up and walk over
to
the door and let the dog out?
Thank you, Corey.
She just reaches back and opens the door. You don't even have to move. Oh, I got to go to the store and get something. No, you don't. Just let her reach all the way down the street and get it.
That's stealing.
Drop off her money at the register.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the glove.
You just drop the coins right at the register real quick. Just keep going.
All right.
That'd be great.
Fascinating.
Yeah. That or Tiana from Princess and the Frog.
Oh, okay. From the 214, Transformers.
He's amazing.
From another 214, Mrs. Met.
We've seen Mrs. Real. Met.
Yeah.
She is very real. I can confirm. And she is amazing.
And for the 682,
Reggie's favorite,
Harry freaking Potter. Yeah, I would like Harry Potter to be real, just in case the things go down.
Would
he know what to do, or would he be like, oh, my parents?
Well, if Harry Potter's real, is Voldemort real? Is this a package deal?
Don't say his name if he is real.
It's true. Marvin Harrison.
No.
I would just hope whenever I watch these Marvel movies, I really do feel like we need some sort of superhero defense system. Because if an alien shows up, all science fiction movies have told me we're mostly doomed until we figure out this last second.
What makes
thing.
You think we don't have something like that set up?
It's a great point.
Just because they don't run around doing stuff all the time, like openly, doesn't mean that they're not there.
You've never seen the inside of Area 51?
I would love that.
That you know of.
Prove it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or have you? Because if you have, you got to tell me.
I don't think that place is real.
I do want to run this real quick before we run out of time. This was on the Rich Eisen show. Bobby Witt Jr. We love him around here, except if you go to the home run derby at Globe Life Field, then you don't love him, apparently. Bobby Witt Jr. was with Rich Eisen and Vinny Pasquantino, his teammate. They were talking fantasy football, the origin of Bobby Witt Jr.'s fantasy name. And Vinny Pasquantino's the commissioner, so he understood the assignment when it came to Tommy Pham.
So what's your team name?
The Goon Squad.
The Goon Squad.
Can you tell the story of why it's the Goon Squad?
Yes! This is why we have teammates here.
Yeah, so we were in Cleveland last week, and so it was like a rain delay, not a lot of fans there, and then all of a sudden I'm going to plate, and you just hear, Bobby's a goon. Like, these four guys are just chanting, Bobby's a goon.
They were just ripping them.
Yeah, and so I think I struck out whenever they were saying that, too. And then we had a rain delay. That happened, and then we come back out, and I'm like, oh, they're gone. And then they're still there. There's probably 20 people in the stands, and these four dudes are still there. So,
any Tommy Pham, Jock Peterson moments in your fantasy base? Right.
But Tommy Pham is in our guillotine league.
He told me to set a timer yesterday, or 2 days ago during the draft. I set a timer immediately.
No one's getting slapped out there.
There was no question.
What Tommy says goes.
I'm going to go ahead and set it.
Tommy Pham will get you, dude. He'll get out. He'll karate chop you.
I like it.
And I love Vinny Pasquantino just because of his nickname. So anytime I have a chance to bring him up, the Pasquatch, he's awesome.
That is an awesome name.
And he's a great player, too.
On the subject of fantasy football really quick, Corey hasn't changed his team name in our fantasy league here at the Fan since last season.
I don't think I've changed in like 3 years.
I think we got to switch this up.
Why?
Yeah.
I like the
name.
Fun
that way.
It's Parsons of Interest. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, you lost by like 40 this week, so maybe you do need to change it.
Whoa. Week one is not how I roll. Yeah. Hold on.
On your face.
Hold on. You or the Browns.
Where did you win last year?
Last year, I had the worst record in the league.
All right.
That's why I changed my team name. I was 3-11.
Much heat coming through that segment. Well, Carter, despite what Corey just set up, I appreciate you being
the web
on the show.
All right, the web guy's his name. Sorry, Kevin.
Yeah, Josh needs to change his too. Josh, I know you're listening. We got to switch this up.
Coming up next, it's time for the C Block, starring Corey Majors.
Man, is this how you want to be honored, or is there another way? Next on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.